as soon as they arrived, they started to do what they normally do. By the afternoon, they started a Section 5 full inspection. By that time, when I got the phone call to come in for an interview, I did feel that this wasn't going to be good. The decision was going to be against the school, regardless of what we did. So at the school, some of the questions they asked if a child was gay, what would you do? They asked about who led your prayers and how was the religious activities within the school. But there were other aspects, but it was more focused around religion than education, how kids were performing, what the real, how safe were the children feeling. So the Ofsted itself was very unusual in comparison with a normal Ofsted. The severity and the biasness of the Ofsted, we didn't expect. I don't think we were judged on the same playing field as any other school in the country. I think it was much harsher, and the reasoning behind our inspections were a lot different. And our children, our teachers who have worked extremely hard for the results, for the exams that the children were taking, are going to be unfairly judged. The leadership team that we have complete confidence in, that have worked extremely hard as well, are also going to be judged very, very unfairly.
You've seen the leaks in the newspaper about, you know, what will possossibly happen to Golden Hillock as well as Parkview and several other schools. What when you read that, did you think?
I was absolutely disgusted. I was disgusted because, I mean, it just doesn't reflect the performance and how the schools are really operating. These schools are really doing wonders for the community. And to, I mean, if it is true, the papers, I mean, to put them down at that level, it's unjust for the schools, the teachers and the community.
There is still an allegation that a group of people, perhaps with the right motives initially, did something wrong in terms of taking charge of schools in an untoward manner. Have you ever seen or been part of a group that has actively campaigned to oust teachers and change the ethos at schools in Birmingham?
Well, at school I'm at, I could categorically say no. Governors don't employ teachers, it's head teacher and leadership. So if there is any plot, governors certainly aren't involved in any way. But at my school, there is no plot, and nor do I know of anything of this nature.
Ordinarily, there wouldn't be, in a non-faith school, specific prayer meetings like there are at Golden Hillock. Why did you feel the necessity to introduce those?
The Friday prayers were happening, even though we were run by local authority. It was actually a safeguarding issue. The children were leaving the school, crossing a very busy main road, going to the mosque, coming back, and we couldn't ensure the safety when the parents send them to school. So it was an option, as safeguarding, to introduce the one prayer that teenagers, I mean, if they follow the religion of Islam, it is mandatory for them to perform the Friday prayer. Then going outside school, they could perform it within the school. And this was an option. It was voluntary. So if a child did choose to pray, they can. But it was ensuring the safety of our children.
What about those that didn't wish to take part?
Well, there's nothing. I mean, there's nothing to say you have to take part. It was completely voluntary. It's totally up to the children if they want to take part or not. It was a service that we thought we'd need to put on because of safeguarding, but there was no requirement to impose it or anything like that.
And were girls and boys separated within classrooms?
No.
Not at all?
No, this is, I think what we need to understand, again, whatever's happened from years back, it still continues. There is no segregation within our classes. My daughter, for example, most of all of her lessons, apart from one, she sits next to a boy. One lesson sits next to a friend. But naturally, if a child did want to sit next to somebody, it's normally a friend that happens to be their own gender. That's not segregation. That's actually the way the kids sit next to people.
There has been allegations as well, I don't know if this is the case at Golden Hillock, but that boys and girls at sports, especially with sports girls, aren't allowed to take part in certain events because there might be men there. Is that something that's happened within Golden Hillock at all?
Yeah, I mean, all I could say is that where we've been operating 3-4 years ago, I mean, with local authority, it's all the same. So we haven't changed anything.
So it does happen, but it's been something that's been happening for a long time with local authority approval. Is that what you would say?
I can't answer that. The reason is because I can't answer that because obviously I just don't want to make it kind of unbalanced. Because, I think all the message, whatever's happened before, it's remained.
So you're saying that nothing's changed significantly?
Nothing's changed in view of segregation or the religious aspects from when we were on the local authority to where we are now.
Boys and girls, do girls not get to take part in some sports where there are men present, is that?
No, I mean, girls do take part in PE. It's one of our GCSE and BTEC subjects.
But with male teachers?
I don't know.
How do you think this will all affect the recruitment of governors in the future?
Well, I think Muslim governors in future will be viewed with suspicion, regardless if they're there to wanting the best for the children, wanting the best for the community, and also many people that want to be governors that are apparent to be Muslim will be reluctant on becoming governors because if the school does do well, will they be branded hardliners or Islamists?